Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So this last day of minicamp today out in Ashburn is going to be a quick one, at least according to the schedule. And then Dan Quinn will likely talk after practice. And I'm sure he'll be asked about the health of Noah Brown. Noah Brown yesterday was carted off the field. You hate to see anybody get injured this time of year. I guess there was a catch and a go to the ground, then he got up and then he needed help walking off the field, and then eventually a cart came out and got him. He tossed his helmet out of frustration. But this time of year, just so you know, there's no requirement to report anything about injuries. So whether or not they'll say anything, it's June 12th. They don't have a game. There's no competitive advantage gained necessarily. But, you know, Noah Brown coming off what he came off of in that Tennessee game, the kidney injury, which was very acute and very, in the moment, scary for everybody involved. But he was able to, you know, mend from that. They signed him. He was a favorite last year, no doubt, of Jaden Daniels. So fingers crossed that Noah Brown will be okay. Meantime, Marshawn Lattimore back yesterday. He spoke. He talked about being timid last year and not being himself. I think that's obvious. We saw that in the player. He was injured, didn't even get into the lineup, you know, a couple of games after he was traded for, then sat another couple of games, then returned for the postseason and didn't play well. He was not 100% healthy. He was not 100% acclimated. We need to see that this year. He said some nice things about Trey Amos yesterday. Lattimore did. By the way, he said he's feeling much better and feels right now. So that's good news. It's June 12th for what it's worth. But I was thinking about Trey Amos in particular because he was a player that certainly could have gone in the first round and didn't go until, you know, the end or towards the end of the second round. You know, you can't have high expectations for rookie corners. The majority of the time, it is a position that needs time. It is a position that coaches end up not feeling totally comfortable without the reps and the experience. It's much different than in college at that position. Schemes are much different. Like, I like Trey Amos's talent. We talked a little bit about him before the draft. I like that they picked him. I had no problem with them picking him where they picked him. I thought it looked like tremendous value. We'll see. But I don't have super high expectations for Amos in his rookie year. The Sauce Gardners and the Pat Surtans of the world are the exceptions to the rule. You know, even the year that Mikey Sandra still had last year, much more of exceptions to the rule. You see corners come around in year two, year three. It is a position of experience. Running backs, rookies, they thrive. Sometimes you get rookie wide receivers that can thrive. You get rookie pass rushers who can thrive. But in the true thinking, scheme-related, big adjustment-related to NFL wide receivers and NFL passing schemes, corners tend to take time. Look, he may be the exception to the rule. Maybe he ends up being Surtain or Sauce Gardner. Keep in mind, those guys were super high draft choices. But maybe he ends up being San Ristil. San Ristil was outstanding last year as a rookie. Outstanding. It does, though, like overall defensively, and these are our biggest questions about our football team, is did they get better defensively? Certainly based on where they were last year with Benjamin St. Juste, with Mike Davis, who they signed, remember, from the Chargers. And this time last year, we weren't sure what that meant. We thought veteran corner, he's probably going to play. You know, they obviously had a rookie second-round pick that they really liked in San Ristil, but there was no, you know, discussion that he was going to be a major factor as a rookie. You had Emmanuel Forbes this time last year. Let's not forget, there was still some hope that maybe, you know, Forbes would develop into, you know, a level in which he was drafted. Obviously, that did not happen. But it looks different this year. It just looks a lot different than what it looked like last year. There's no guarantee that it will be different because I think 100% the corner position this year, the production of it in 2025, you know, based on typically rookies don't break out at that position rookie year. There are exceptions. I've mentioned some of them. There's Surtains, certainly the Sauce Gardeners. Go back to Patrick Peterson, you know, which was 2012, 2011, 2010, somewhere around there. Sam Ristil had a really good year. But this comes down to Marshon Lattimore. You know, we may find that Amos was ready, and it's Amos and San Ristil and Igbinoghene or Jonathan Jones. But by the way, adding Jones into the equation, too, you've got a veteran corner, you know, along their overall skill level, talent level is a better situation than they had last year. But to me, their back end play really hinges on Marshon Lattimore. They have a Pro Bowl caliber corner. He has played at a very high level in the NFL. That's what they traded for. They need to see that. And if you get that from Lattimore in 2025, imagine how much that helps San Ristil. Imagine, you know, the benefit and the time you're able to give to Trey Amos. Lattimore is the key, man, to that back end. Now, what's always the key to the back end is the front end and what kind of pass rush pressure you get and how well you can stop the run when you can put them into more predictable down and distances. You start giving up 4.5-5 yards per carry, you're off balance. You don't know what's coming next, and that could be very difficult. And we saw a lot of that last year when teams had Washington defensively in a bind and off balance and not knowing what was coming next. And that really started more often than not with the ability to rush the football. Lattimore, huge key to 2025. Because I can't sit here, you know, without some hope or wishing that Trey Amos is going to be a major factor as a rookie. It just usually doesn't happen with rookie corners. You know, the other thing too is just the, you know, will they be in a better position with Will Harris than they were with Jeremy Chinn? Who knows? All right. We will keep you posted on what's going on at camp. Dan Quinn expected to speak sometime next hour. We'll carry some of that, maybe not all of it, like we have the first 2 days. Not a lot being said. I think the one interesting thing that he said yesterday is when he talked about Brian Robinson being healthy and having a really good offseason, because that's one of those positions and really the position offensively that's interesting. Oh, did you see the video going around Debo running a route?
Yes, many people are calling him fat or heavily implying that he is fat.
Okay. So My son sent this to me last night. He's like, oh my God, is Deebo Samuel slow, fat, or both? He does look chunky. There's no doubt he looks chunky. But people, you can't judge his speed off of shorts, shirts, and basically, you know, shells and walkthroughs and half speeds.
We're also three months out from the season. I guarantee you he's not at playing weight yet.
But the speed thing, I'm like, are you guys kidding? They're not running at full speed in a lot of these drills. Oh my God, the ignorance of some of these people on social media who take these videos from minicamp and go nuts over them. Now, with that said, he does look chunky.
A little bit.
He does look chunky.
He looks closer to my weight than he should be, yeah.
But you got, like you said, he's got another 7 weeks before camp starts.
Yeah. Right? You got some time?
Something like that.
Better lock in on vacation, Deebo.
George Kittle, his former teammate, saw the reaction to Deebo Samuel. And he tweeted out responding to the responses to Deebo. He said, quote, it's called group install. When players jog through plays, knock it off. Yeah. Come on.
And then Bobby Wagner replied to that same tweet and said, exactly. So
wait, who did?
Bobby Wagner replied to the same George Kittle tweet and just said one word.
It has nothing to do. The people that were so dialed in and focused in on the speed missed the, if there was a takeaway, it was he looks a little chunky. Other than that, I mean, who knows? I mean, I haven't seen Deebo Samuel this time of year, not in our uniform, but the talk of lack of speed when they are going through walkthroughs or jog-throughs or whatever in minicamp. Wow. The NFL, man, to be able to take this insignificant content and turn it into the conversations that they get out of this, brilliant. It is the all-time 12-month league. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Jannetty. He is the co-founder of SpotRack. He's got thoughts on what Terry McLaurin's contract should look like. And we'll look ahead to 2027. Because 2 years from now, Jaden Daniels very likely is the highest paid player in the history of the league. That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, joining me right now is Michael Jannetty from Spot Rack. I talk about and reference Spot Rack all the time, including a lot on yesterday's show and looking at sort of what Washington has moving forward beyond what would be the biggest signing of the Josh Harris era, which would be a Terry McLaurin contract extension. But Michael spends a lot of his time thinking about this as the co-founder and editor at Spot Rack. So where do you think Washington is with Terry McLaurin right now? And what do you think happens and what a deal eventually looks like if it gets done?
I think it's pretty positive. You know, we're in the dog days here of the offseason where, you know, for some teams, things are low. For some teams, you know, things are ramping up. And for Washington, this is clearly the takeaway in camp. You know, the financially speaking, certainly every offseason for the past three or four, this wide receiver position has ramped up financially speaking. And the DK Metcalf contract in Pittsburgh, I think, is the one that we're all kind of pointing to here and looking at and saying that's the one that McLaurin and his camp have really kind of hung their hat on heading into this negotiation table with Washington. So, you know, he's a year younger, DK. There's, you know, some similarities in terms of usage, but around the ballpark of the $30 to $33 million a year, at least for the next couple of seasons, seems to make sense for this conversation. It's the guarantee stuff, as you probably know, where most of these discussions get caught up. And with Terry headed towards age 30, with the Jaden Daniels contract not super far away, right, March 2027.
Right.
There's at least some concern for pause to just how far down the line can this organization take a near 30 wide receiver when they're going to have to backfill, certainly at this position, for the next couple of off seasons just to continue to ramp up. So 30 to 33 a year, you know, does that mean 60 to 70 guaranteed at least at signing? That's probably the initial number, but the McLaurin camp is likely looking for all of those numbers to be higher and greater.
Yeah, you know, the DK Metcalf deal has been referenced before. He's also 27. Terry's entering his early 30s with this new deal. Is that what you believe is playing into, you know, something that even Dan Quinn yesterday described as, you know, contentious? Is it his age and maybe even to look at it beyond age, where Terry kind of ranks among the really good receivers in the NFL?
There's no question. Yeah. You know, there's no discussion here, at least in our camp, of McLaurin resetting this market by any degree, and there wasn't the first time around when his rookie extension was being discussed. So he's certainly in a tier or two below, you know, the Justin Jeffersons, the Jamar Chases of the world. That's pretty obvious, but where does he fall in the mix, I think, is what makes this such a difficult conversation. And it's why somebody like Metcalf can at least be comparative in terms of these negotiations, because I don't think anybody's felt that way about Metcalf in his time in Seattle. There's always been a need for a Tyler Lockett and then for the draft pick of an Njigba Smith and things like that. And I feel like that's exactly where we're headed with this Washington wide receiver arsenal, which has already happened, right? They've acquired Deebo Samuel. There's been draft picks each of the last couple of off seasons. That's not going to stop over the next two or three. So it's just how can we complement a McLaurin contract with all the other necessities, financially speaking, we're going to have to do over the next three off seasons.
You know, you mentioned something, and I've talked a lot about it the last couple of off seasons. When you get into those dog days and you're doing things like lists and rankings of different position groups, and I love Terry, and I think Terry's a number one wide receiver, no doubt. But you mentioned it. He's nowhere near in the class, in my opinion, of Chase and Jefferson. And then you get into, you know, whatever your tier two and tier three are. I'm curious as to how you see it after Chase and Jefferson. Because I think there's, you know, maybe A.J. Brown is next in line, and then there are like 8, 9, 10 guys. I described it yesterday. You throw them all into a hat, and you'd be happy with any name you pulled out. How do you see it sort of after that true elite tier?
That's about right. And that's why I think this is extremely complicated for both parties.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit of wild, wild west for 12 or 13 names. And if you look at the longer list of wide receiver contracts that we have, you know, available right now, it is sort of all over the place a little bit here. There is a bit of a drop off, you know, after the CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill conversation, and Brandon Ayuk, I think, is a name that's going to fall into the top of this category. He's nearly $25 million a year. You know, the guarantees are strong. They're in the $70 million mark. He's certainly younger and has a little bit more to him in terms of production, but that's probably the going top number for where things are going to live here in terms of some of these bigger tier two, tier three wide receivers over the course of the next couple of off seasons that are trying to stay well below, speaking from the team standpoint, well below the Jamar Chase and the CeeDee Lambs of the world. But yeah, there's a lot to be said here for where this market has gone and where the market will continue to go now for the next couple of off seasons.
It's such a loaded position. I don't think we talked about this position the way we have the last few years, 10, 15 years ago. I'm curious, who do you think, if I told you within 5 years, somebody, you know, went to the top of the list by a lot, like Chase did in the most recent deal, tell me who that would be.
Great question. You know what, Kevin? You know what we struggle with over here quite a bit is we're waiting for this position to burst, the bubble to burst on this money, because it's such a combative catch-22. You've got number one wide receivers that you absolutely feel like you can't live without, and you're going to pay him $40 million a year. And at the same time, you need six of these guys, right? You need at least six wide receivers to go around. So it's financially, it's sort of beating itself up a little bit to have one or two great wide receivers and then need four or five more to carry throughout the season. So to get to your question, we don't have a great young wide receiver right now that is a shoe-in to do this. So, you know, are we looking at Marvin Harrison Jr. this year and seeing if he takes a step forward? That's probably, you know, number one. But look, Garrett Wilson, Drake London, these guys who are in conversations right now, they're not going anywhere near the top of this market. So I think we're in for a bit of a dial back. Is there a veteran that can maybe go ahead and do this? You know, at any point in time, the Philadelphia Eagles can redo A.J. Brown, right? I mean,
right.
We've seen that every 2 years at this point in time. So he's probably the easy answer that will go to the top of this list over the course of the next 18 to 24 months. But I do expect that we'll have a bit of a downslide here with the way some of these first-round picks have somewhat floundered over the past couple of drafts.
It's a really good point. I mean, you know, left tackle's different from center, different from guard. So even though it's O-line and there are a lot of players there, the wide receiver position, typically you have six, sometimes seven of them in the wide receiver room. I don't know what their quarterback situation would look like, but Malik Nabers, talent-wise, to me, looks like a Jefferson Chase, you know, in terms of what his potential could be.
I don't disagree. And, you know, the Giants are going to try everything they can to figure out and how they can execute him and make him at least the breakout candidate in 2025. And maybe it's that easy. Maybe we just have to look at which wide receiver came from LSU and we'll just tag him as the big $40 million wide receiver going forward. Yeah.
Sticking with Washington, well, do me a favor, just net out. Let's just say it happens in the next 30 days. What does the final deal look like with Terry? Your hunch.
I think the compromise is going to be term. So if there's 1 year left, we're going to add three to it. So it'll be a four-year total deal. So 3 years. Let's just say it gets to that $95 million mark in terms of the new money extension. So well over 30. And I'm going to say the compromise is that Washington's going to give close to $70 million guaranteed over the next two seasons. So it's going to be front-loaded. It's going to be big money. It's going to be nice cash for him this and next season. But the practicality of the contract will end essentially after 2026, and there'll be an option going up going forward from there when they're going to have to start thinking about $70 million a year for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to get to next, because I talked about this yesterday, that you know, part of what's going on here is there's a lot of things potentially going on. They paid $6 billion for the team and needed 20-plus limited partners to do it less than 2 years ago. They've put $75 to $100 million into the existing stadium. They have an RFK site with a lot of expenditures, you know, towards that over the coming years. And then we have this contract that could get signed as early as early 2027. It's the first time they can extend Jaden, which I've said the last, you know, couple of weeks. You know, the odds favor that that will be the largest deal ever done in the history of the game when we get there. So tell me, A, if you agree, B, what you think it'll look like when we do get there.
I'll go one step further. I'm going to agree with the timing. It has to be done immediately, in my opinion. That's just how you get in front of these things.
Yep.
Before something else big comes behind it or even right next to it. So March 2027 is when we start talking about this thing for real, maybe even sooner in terms of the month. But yeah, look, we're headed towards a Lamar Jackson contract, maybe within the next couple of weeks here, which I think is going to break every top milestone for the quarterback position. It feels like that's where we're headed with that contract. So the current standard will be a new standard soon. And then we talk to C.J. Stroud next year. I expect any kind of bounce back from him means he resets this quarterback market again at the top of the board in 2026. So the number setting up for 2027, which not only is it going to be Jaden Daniels, Kevin, but we're going to have a Patrick Mahomes conversation in 2027, because that little pop sweetener that Kansas City did over the next, you know, three years or so will be coming due, and he will no longer be a $55 million cash quarterback and will need basically a tear-up brand-new contract. So we're going to have Jaden and Patrick Mahomes negotiating essentially simultaneously for the next big quarterback contract, and that's bad news for Washington, in my opinion, because things could really get ugly if you've got those competing balances happening at the same time.
Yeah, and you're not even mentioning the other five quarterbacks that were taken before in the top 12 of the 2024 draft and how, you know, maybe one or two of those guys develop. You know, the other thing that I was talking about recently was just, you know, this is going to be the biggest player, you know, contract this new ownership has done, Terry's extension. And then what's next? Before we get to 2027, I would imagine, and I'm curious if you agree, they're going to have to give Tunsil an extension next offseason. He'll have 1 year left on his deal. You know, a guy like Luvu would have 1 year left on his deal. He might emerge into a big-time player. He was great last year. But I don't know how closely you've looked at their roster, but there's a lot coming in 2026, don't you think?
Yeah, and oh, by the way, if Debo works out, he's going to be another wide receiver contract to be talked about, because there's something to be said about not letting this contract void next March and just kicking out a year or two with an extension as well. So yeah, there's names. I wouldn't say that it's a dire situation. We certainly are following teams that are going to have a lot more to deal with over the course of the next 18 months. But yeah, you know, needing to sign a left tackle, needing to lock in a couple of wide receivers, and we'll see what happens with Luba. That's generally a position that teams wait on a little bit.
Yep.
But, for sure there's mouths to feed, and timing-wise, as we're discussing here, you want to get this stuff done before you have to deal with the quarterback, and you want to be able to jump ahead of that. So I would expect they continue to have the gas pedal down as long as the finances from the top down allow for it at this point.
All right, I'll finish up with this. A position that's obviously gotten a lot of attention in this offseason. You know, it started with the Crosby deal, then the Myles Garrett deal, and the Hendrickson situation in Cincinnati, T.J. Watt holding out, Parsons in Dallas. How do you think the whole edge rusher market shakes out when all of the deals are done, let's just say, in the next month?
Funny, because they're all kind of competing against each other, but they're not really competing, right? They're all super unique in terms of where things land with their team, with the player respectively age-wise. If we just separate the Parsons situation, he's being a good soldier about this because he knows exactly how this is going to play out, right? He has watched this happen with Dak Prescott twice and with CeeDee Lamb now in the course of the past 18 months.
Right.
He just has to sit on his hands, let his agent do great work, and wait out Jerry Jones, because Jerry Jones just likes to wait until the last minute, maybe until that Netflix documentary drops about Dallas, about August 19th, and then he's going to announce the biggest defensive deal in the history of football, which you know he loves to do. I don't understand the philosophy, but you know, if he can afford to do stuff like that, God bless him, because Micah Parsons is about to be, you know, a $42 million per year, $140 million guaranteed edge rusher, and really break the entire model in terms of defensive contracts. So that seems to be isolated for those reasons. You start talking T.J. Watt, it's not about the player, it's not about the production, it's just about where that team is headed over the next 3 years. There's so many question marks, and they're renting, not buying right now for most of that roster. So, you know, he's a $35 million edge rusher, even at his age. It's just, you know, do the two sides really want to do that to themselves right now and then have things maybe go south for the first time, really, you know, in decades in Pittsburgh. Similar but different conversation with Trey Hendrickson, which is Cincinnati as a front office just, you know, sort of competes against themselves too much. So they're in a very similar conversation contractually as Washington is with McCorm, right? There's an age conversation, there's a financial conversation, but at the end of the day, it's really going to take 2 for 70, right? 2 for 70 over the next two seasons to get Trey Hendrickson to stick around and be happy and do his thing for Cincinnati. I expect that one to get done. And then we'll see what happens elsewhere with this position, because really this has been a devalued position in the middle class. You're seeing a lot of teams punt on these contracts, let players go to free agency, go back to the draft and get a couple of players every offseason versus going this route. So it's similar to maybe the wide receiver. You've got a really nice 1% at the top who are continuing to push things, and a lot of teams that are saying, we're not going to go $20 million a year on an edge rusher when we can go back and get 4 for 20 on a rookie contract.
If I told you that sometime between now and the season opener, Washington added an edge, you know, a Judon, a Za'Darius Smith, a Clowney, a Von Miller, who would you guess would be the guy, and what would it require?
You know, Clowney's been a really good fit for a lot of these teams looking to, at the last second, add somebody that they know is going to be consistent. And he's required about 1 for 8 with some incentives to get himself to about 10 or 12 million cash every year here. So if you bring in all of those names across the board, that's probably the going rate. You know, it's kind of that conversation where you know what you're paying for. You're going to get yourself 6 to 8 sacks, and if it's more, great. And if it's not, you haven't really broken your bank. But this position, you know, that's part of the devaluation I was just talking about. These are still able-bodied starting edge rushers in the league right now. And if you wait it out until near camp when they're really looking for work, you can get something really incentivized, put in some big sack incentives, and let them go do their thing, you know, after all the dust has settled a little bit at what could be less than $10 million base value.
I actually have one more, because you're excellent. So the running back position is so interesting. I actually really advocated for Washington to at least, you know, medically look at Chubb and Dobbins. They both signed for basically nothing, or at least the Dobbins deal has been announced at one for, you know, $2.75 million. But if I said to you that in the next, like, 2 to 3 years, there's a running back that ends up setting a new market, exceeding Saquon Barkley, who would that running back be?
Yeah, this is one we're following, because we've had a little bit of a renaissance,
yep,
you know, and it's just, you know, are we actually building something back up here, or did we just have a really nice little bubble burst here? I'm watching Bijan Robinson a lot. I'm watching Jahmyr Gibbs a lot. Those are two names that I think have a real chance to get something done here. You know, but outside of that, we're seeing a lot of kind of falling back into the world of the McCaffrey stuff was an anomaly. Saquon Barkley appears to be an anomaly. That's why he was drafted as such, where he was drafted. You know, and for the most part, we're still seeing guys in that 10 to 12 mark, you know what I mean, that are really, really capable of carrying an offense but aren't going to be paid accordingly over the next couple of years. So, you know, those are the two names I'm watching extremely closely. We certainly had some great draft picks this year with a huge draft for it. So maybe the answer is, we just have to wait 4 years and see where this current class gets us, because I'm not sure we have somebody that's going to, you know, push much past the $20 million per year that Barkley just locked in.
Ashton Gentry, maybe somewhere down the road. Michael,
excellent
stuff. Really appreciate it. So insightful. We'll do it again with you soon, hopefully.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Mike Jannetty, everybody. Spot Rack. I think that's the way you pronounce it. Max and I were debating that between the break. It's what it looks like to me. At Spot Rack on X, on Twitter. Man, that is a site for you NFL fans that are into, you know, salary cap stuff and tracking all that stuff. They do a phenomenal job. And I think the point he made, and this was a problem, obviously, with the organization prior to the current organization, is not only did they have a difficult time evaluating and identifying talent when they had it in the building, if they did, they didn't do the right thing in procuring it and keeping it. And he said, you know, on a deal like the one coming 2 years from now with Jaden, you got to get it done then. You could certainly just pick up the fifth-year option in 2027, and then you'd have him under contract for two more seasons, 2027 and 2028. You know, 2028 would be the fifth-year option, which would not be the rookie deal. You could do that, but you get ahead of those things when you have a player like that. Look, I know it's very premature. It's one season. All of these conversations about Jaden are, to a certain degree, premature because it was just one season. But it was one hell of a season. And the idea that we could be still feeling the same way we feel about him now when 2026 is over, you got to move quickly on something like that. You extend him then because it just gets more expensive. I thought the conversation that he had about the way the Cowboys have done it in recent years, Dak, CeeDee Lamb, maybe Micah Parsons again. I mean, Jerry just continues to take a brick and hit himself in the head with it over and over again by not getting ahead of these things and getting them done, not to mention what it says to the rest of your organization. Now, there's a fine line there. You don't want to just be about impressing everybody else in the organization. Hey, they take care of their guys, to the, you know, detriment of getting a deal that's good for the long-term interest of the team. And I think that's where they are with Terry right now. You know, there is, you know, this fine line of taking care of a guy that deserves to be taken care of, and at the same time, not being a part of a one-sided deal that could potentially impact you down the road. They don't want to do that either. But yeah, 2 years from now, actually less than 2 years from now, sometime in January or February of 2027, the odds favor heavily that we will have the highest paid player in the history of the game on our team at quarterback. There was a time in which the team went out and signed one Albert Haynesworth to a deal that in the moment was the largest deal ever given to a defensive player. Was not necessarily a good deal for the team, that's for sure. All right, some things to get to here, that just about three or four things I want to touch on. All kinds of different sports. And then Dan Quinn expected to talk at noon. I do want to mention to you that right now you can really take advantage of one of Window Nation's best deals of the year. That deal is their semi-annual deal, a deal that gives you the chance, if you decide to purchase windows from Window Nation, to get four windows free with every four purchased, to get an exterior door for free if you buy a house full of windows, and to not pay anything for two full years. You can't beat that. You're not going to pay anything for 2 years, and they're not going to charge you interest on what you owe over those 2 years. So by the time you actually pay for your house full of windows with a new exterior door, it'll be the year 2027, and you will have saved on 2 years worth of heating and air conditioning bills at a discounted price from where you were with your older windows. You can trust Window Nation. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. 96% customer satisfaction rating. Over 45,000 five-star reviews. They've installed over 3 million windows across the country, and Window Nation was recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies. You can trust Window Nation for high-quality, affordable windows. It starts with a free estimate. You've got nothing to lose. Call them at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com. Mention my name. I promise you they'll take really good care of you. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
All right, the Indiana Pacers are able to pull away with a win versus Oklahoma City. They win 116-107. It's the first NBA Finals home game in 25 years for the Pacers, and the place was bumping. Benedict Mathurin scored the most points in the NBA Finals off of the bench since Jason Terry with 27, and the Pacers are 8-0 in the playoffs with Caitlin Clark in attendance. Per Adam Schefter, Bengals first-round pick Shamar Stewart has left mandatory minicamp. This is following disagreement in contract language that would allow the Bengals to void future guaranteed money. And a U.S. Open update, J.J. Spahn still sits atop the leaderboard at 4-under. Gary Woodland, Siwoo Kim, and Thomas Dietrich are all tied for second at 2-under. And the Nats, they fall to the Mets 5-0 last night. It was a rough night for Jake Irvin. He gives up 5 hits and 4 earned runs. They have a day game against the Mets. Nats on Deck starts in about 1 hour at 12:40, and the first pitch is at 1:10. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Before I get into something that I wanted to talk about here, before we send it out to Ashburn to hear what Dan Quinn has to say, maybe about Noah Brown's injury, Max and I were just talking during the break, very sad plane crash today, if you haven't read about it. A flight from India headed to London crashed in India after takeoff, and at least 242 on board, likely dead, although Max claims it's 241, and I'll tell you why here in a moment. And there appear to have been casualties on the ground as well. There's horrific video of it, the whole thing. Max just told me during the break that social media is claiming that somebody on that plane seated in seat 11A, next, which was an exit row, that somebody jumped out of the plane right before it crashed and that person survived. That seems impossible to believe.
It does seem impossible to believe, but it's an interesting thing to consider.
Who is anybody legitimately reporting this?
India Today is a business that is verified on Twitter, bringing you news breaks, exclusive political, entertainment, sports insight, unbiased, non-aligned. IndiaToday.in is the website. They have 6.3 million followers on Twitter. I'm not gonna say any of this is like, you know, that makes it legit, but the tweet that they put out, I'm going back to it.
I'm reading it. I mean, there's a lot of sites reporting that the gentleman's name is Ramesh Vishwam Kumar. The sole survivor of the Air India crash escaped by jumping from the plane. He was on seat number 11A. He recalls a loud boom just 30 seconds after takeoff. The plane nosedived. He survived. He stood up and walked out. That seems like one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard. Like, at what altitude were they when he jumped? Did he jump as the plane was going down and was at 50 feet from crashing and he survived a 50-foot jump? You're not going to survive anything, you know, greater than what, 200 feet?
Probably, yeah.
That's just unbelievable. He claims that somebody grabbed him, put him in an ambulance, brought him to the hospital. He has survived without any serious injuries. A 38-year-old man. 11A, next to the exit door.
Yeah, I'm booking window seats now forever.
Opened the thing and jumped before the plane crashed. Whew. It's really almost unbelievable.
See,
like, I'm wondering if later on today this is going to be debunked.
It very easily could be, very quickly. But it is... It's always nice to have something like this to latch on. Like, okay, it wasn't a complete loss. You know what I mean? Like, there's some kind of like miraculous.
I don't know about that. I think
some
more,
kind of miraculous.
So,
type
in
of
the
thing.
Most morbid of thoughts,
sure.
That every, you know, buddy has about, you know, flying and other things. It gives you this. Well, maybe if a plane is doomed, there's still a way, but. You have to be at an altitude level that literally times it right before it crashes.
Perfect.
What's the highest altitude jumping off a plane in motion somebody could legitimately survive?
I wish I had the answer to that for you.
If this is true, and it certainly appears to, because there are lots of reports coming in about this survivor. It's unbelievable. Here's some quotes. 30 seconds after takeoff, there was a loud noise, and then the plane crashed. It all happened so quickly. When I got up, there were bodies all around me. I was scared. I stood up and ran. There were pieces of the plane all around me. Someone, wait a minute, is this the... He doesn't talk about jumping here.
Hmm.
There is like two sort of stories. One is he just survived the crash, and the other is that he jumped. So, okay.
Interesting.
I wanted to just mention one thing real quickly. So the Athletic, less 2 weeks from today, we'll know who the Wizards picked with their two first-round picks. The NBA draft is 2 weeks from last night, June 25th. And in the Athletic's mock draft yesterday, the Wizards were projected to pick Derek Queen from Maryland. What's written is as follows. Wizards general manager Will Dawkins comes from the Oklahoma City school of getting guys who can dribble, pass, and shoot, as well as make decisions. Queen has many of those skills and averaged nearly 17 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists as a freshman at Maryland. He's been exceptionally productive at every stage of his career, and he has real offensive talent that should lead him to putting up real numbers in the NBA. Queen is also from the DMV area and he's actually... Not from the DMV. He's from Baltimore. Baltimore is not the DMV. Yes, M stands for Maryland, but that M is the DC suburbs of Maryland. Maryland's D.C. suburbs, not Baltimore suburbs. Queen is also from the DMV area, which is written, and is the kind of personality that this team could use as it looks to take the next step forward. I also love the fit with Queen next to Alex Sarr, as Sarr's struggles to rebound would be helped immensely by Queen's positional play on the interior while still allowing the team to play with some fun five-out concepts. I want the Wizards to draft Derek Queen. I want basketball players. I don't want projected athletic upsides. I mean, look, there's something to be said for that. Okay, I get it. Derek Queen is a basketball player. He is a high IQ basketball player. He plays, just take a deep breath, like Jokic. That's his game. I'm not saying he's Jokic. I'm not saying he's going to even approach what Jokic is, but he is a great passer, a great field player. He has terrific moves. He sees the floor. He can score. I think he's going to develop into a good shooter. He doesn't have a bad stroke. He's a big-time rebounder. I love Derek Queen. I do like Trey Johnson from Texas, 6'5", wing, who, by the way, can just flat-out score with athleticism. I think he's going to be a guy that can defend as well. But if Queen is there at 6, I want the Wizards to select Derek Queen. All right, we'll try to give you some of what Dan Quinn says next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.